Paul Valencia. I mean, maybe the most tenured guest on Varsity Hoops Live here. It's got to be you or Vern Foster, man. Maybe it's a tie.
I'm pretty old. My wife keeps telling me that.
No, you're tenured. You're exactly. Tenured. Bellarmine Thanks. Prep on both the boys and the girls' side, taking on teams from your area of the state of Washington. And Bellarmine Prep, the boys taking on Union, the girls taking on Skyview. Where do you want to begin?
Let's start with the boys' game because it was so incredible. A great finish. Union is going to the Tacoma Dome again. Cameron Cranston hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win 60-57 for Union. But get this, Bellarmine Prep was down 15 with 4:46 to play, 17-2 run. Three-pointer by, I believe his name is Malachi Flynn. Mm-hmm. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing
that's,
it.
That's
I don't
correct.
Have it in front of me. I'm in my car. He had 13 of his 28 points in the fourth quarter, leading the Lions to a tie. Again, down 15 with 4.5 minutes or whatever. Tied the game up with 30 seconds left. Union did not call a timeout. Just ran their play. Boom. Cameron Cranston had 25 points and the three-pointer. Cameron Cranston is the guy who missed the three-pointer in the semifinals last year against Federal Way at the buzzer. So this was just a remarkable night for him. He said, called it a little redemption. He made this shot, and they're going back to the Dome, the Union Titans.
Unbelievable. And then, I'd imagine Bellarmine Prep had quite a good following down there because they had the boys' game and the girls' game back-to-back in the same gym, so they could bring everybody down there.
It was a good crowd there, and then, of course, and then Union, because we're so close. It's the first time Clark County has hosted, what would you have called this thing, state regional round?
Right.
The first time Clark County has had games, and the Union crowd was packed. In fact, I'll plug myself here on Twitter, 360 Paul V on Twitter.
Okay.
There is a video of Cameron Cranston's shot and then the humongous student rushing the players.
Oh, very cool.
So 360 Paul V is my Twitter. And there is video of Cameron Cranston's shot on that thing.
Well, I'm going to retweet it out in just a second when I go to break. How about that?
Sweet.
All right. I appreciate it, Paul.
Yeah, of course, your listeners shouldn't go to their computers until after your great radio show.
They can multitask. They can absolutely multitask.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how about the girls' game, Skyview taking on Bellarmine Prep? Not as exciting as the boys' game.
No, it wasn't. But it was a close game for three quarters, a four-point game. Skyview, though, outscored Bellarmine Prep 31-8 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So it was a 27-point blowout or something like that. So Skyview was going. Ashley Camastro had a huge day, a double-double. Hannah Van Nortwick. I actually didn't cover that game for the paper. I was there, so I don't have all the stats in front of me or anything like that. But Skyview is going back to the Dome as well.
360 Paul V. We got it, man. I'm going to see you next week, I hope, at the Tacoma Dome, right?
Absolutely.
Very
gonna
good.
Going to be there for those two teams and maybe Prairie. Heck, Columbia River Girls might even make it. That would be a shocker of all shockers, but it's possible.
Beautiful. Thank you, Paul, so much for your help this year.
Take care.
You bet. Paul Valencia joining us from down south. How about that?